Hello, and thank you for joining us again for another podcast of the McCarty Metro. And these podcasts can be found at www.mccartymetro.com. We sometimes spend a lot of time going over some reminiscing historical things, but sometimes we like to attack some topics head on. And we get a little controversial, but this is something that's near and dear to my heart and something that I think we need to talk about. And it is one of the questions that we've been asking some people over the last few days. I'm here with Brad Savage, by the way. Say hello, Brad.
Hi.
And we've been asking people whether they prefer pie or cake.
And, what?
And for me, it's like not even close. And you agree?
I have to agree with you, Jerry. You know, it's just like one of those things, you know, like, you know, Speedos or trunks, you know?
I don't even think it's that close. It's like pie versus cake is like, would you like filet mignon or would you like some piece of meat that's fell on the floor and been trampled over? I mean, it's not even close. I mean, there's pie.
It's almost like Johnny Walker Black, which I'm drinking right now, or Johnny Walker Red. You know,
it's not even that close. It's like Johnny Walker Black and pee. What would you prefer to have?
That's how I like pee.
That's how close. I mean, would you rather have the Johnny Walker Black or some frothy pee in a glass?
Well, we've discussed this, and the answer to that age-old question, pie versus cake, is we both choose
pie. You got tons of pie. Pie has got fruit. It's very substantial. We went to Dupar's yesterday, and I had a nice green apple pie.
Yes, and my favorite pie is pecan pie. Unfortunately, the good people at Dupar's on the corner of, well, I don't know.
It was at the Farmer's Market at Beverly Boulevard by CBS.
Yes.
Beverly Boulevard and Fairfax.
But they enticed me with a nice piece of blueberry cream cheese pie. And this was a very, 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 very good.
Well, I think that adds to the argument in our favor, though, is they were out of the pecan pie.
The one I like the best.
Which means people were eating the pie.
I didn't go to Dupar's Cakes. No. I stayed with the pie.
Have you ever gone to anywhere and you said, I'll have the cake, and they say, oh, sorry, we're out of the cake. There's always plenty of cake.
Because nobody likes the cake. Now, I'm going to waver a little bit on this subject because I am a carrot cake fiend. However, you put a carrot cake in a pecan pie, you know, there's no comparison even there.
Which was my point about the cakes to begin with, is birthday cakes. If you're having a birthday and somebody is cutting the pie or cutting a cake, they'll have the cake. First of all, you have the kids spit all over the cake in the first place.
Blowing on it.
But they'll start cutting cake. And even if you're like at your office, They're trying to force that cake. Oh, have some cake. They'll give you the cake. They'll cut it up and put it on a little plate. And there'll be like this whole table of pieces of cake on a plates, on paper plates. And they'll sit there. And then somebody will eat the cake. Or somebody will eat half a cake. You put a pie at an office, and I guarantee you, there will be no pie sitting on the plate. On a table. It's gone.
Yeah, you know, it's the same thing as, like, you know, everybody gets a wedding cake. And, you know, stop that tradition, people. You get a nice wedding pie there. You know, I don't care what kind of pie, but you're going to talk about that pie being probably eaten by the bride and groom before it even gets down to the customers, you know?
And when you have a cake, what's anybody ever tell you about the cake? Oh, the frosting's good. Yeah. The frosting is like a quarter, not even a quarter inch of the cake. The cake is like 4 or 5 inches, and the frosting is this little tiny piece, and that's the best part. What they really mean is the rest of the cake tastes like some dried out piece of bread.
Yes. I don't know how many people would like to say, oh, that was the driest piece of cake I ever ate, but they'll say, oh, the frosting is divine.
Now, a pie, on the other hand, you take a nice apple pie like I had yesterday at Dupar's.
On the corner of
Fairfax. I guess on 3rd and Fairfax. But anyway, but pie is, how thick's a pie?
Pie's pretty thick.
Like 2 inches? 2 inches, 3 inches?
Thick. Yeah.
And how much of that would you say is apple?
2 to 3 inches.
There you go. It's all there. The best part of a pie is the pie. It's the inside. It's the biggest part. It's the best part. A cake, you're talking about that tiny little piece of frosting, which they spread on it.
Two examples here, Jer, and I hope our listeners can agree with this. Number one, the old series, the Andy Griffith series. Andy and Barney, when they sit on the porch after a nice big dinner, they didn't talk about going down to the diner for a piece of cake.
And I will...
They talked about going down to the diner for a piece of pie.
And that show was on TV for probably 10 years.
Yes.
Not once did they sit out on the back porch and go, that was good cake.
Correct. They didn't even, I don't even think they ate cake in there.
They'd say, that was some good pie.
And the second thing is,
yep, good pie.
Is we're from Detroit, but on the East Coast, pizza is a big thing. And they don't really call pizza a slice of cake.
No, it's a pizza pie.
They say, I like a slice of pie.
That's right, because the pie is so much better. And we've both been really troubled by people that we ask about, what do you like, cake or pie? And what's the response that we've been getting?
You get your hog washers there, the one that says, oh, what kind of cake? What kind of pie? It doesn't matter. It's pie.
You get your best cake, whatever you think that best cake is, and I'll take your carrot cake on. You get your cake, you get your, what other cakes are there? Your German chocolate cake, whatever you think your best cake is that you got, and my apple pie will kick the ass of any cake, including carrot cake. I know I get a little heated about this.
That's a touchy subject. I'm sorry that sent you off the end there.
But I just hate when people say that, well, it depends on what kind. I don't care what kind.
And then the other response is, oh, I kind of like them equally. We're not talking about your kids here, people. I know you all have favorite kids, too, but you have to say, oh, I like you all equally. No, there's a distinct difference between mom's kids,
I'm the favorite,
and pie and cake. There's definitely a favorite.
No, so the pie and the variety of pie is just, you know, when you go to order a cake, they'll say, would you like... Or if you're going to have a birthday cake, they'll say, would you like dark white cake, yellow cake, or chocolate cake, right? Those are your choices.
Yeah.
How many pies can you have? You got your lemon meringue pie, you got your apple pie, cherry pie, blueberry pie, pecan pie. I could go on, and I will.
And I agree with you. And the cake industry definitely knows there's an issue here because they always want to sit there and put a piece of ice cream or something with it. We're going to give you some ice cream with the cake because we know the cake tastes terrible and is dry. So we're going to give you something that's kind of pie-ish to make it sound good. You know?
You go to your favorite grocery store. What do you guys got in Michigan now? Farmer Jack's, Kroger's, what do you got?
I'm a Meijer man myself.
Meijer. You go to your Meijer, and in the back of the store, where like the bathroom is, and where like the weird janitor guy is, if you go back there, there'll be like the old stuff, and they'll have old bread, and they'll have old cake. You will not find an old pie. Why?
Because it was eaten already.
People are eating the pie. There's no such thing as old pie, and I guarantee you, take me up on that challenge. Go over there to your Farmer Jack's or your Meijer's, and you look at the stuff that they have on sale. There is no pie there because the pie is gone.
I like pie.
So anyway, I just felt this was an issue that we needed to discuss. I've just been just floored by comments of people here about indecisive panty waist that can't make a commitment to pie.
And I know before we sign off here, which we're close at the end of the podcast, but join us again for another riveting case of open bar versus cash bar.
That's what
Come on,
like.
Cake people, that's what it's like.
So anyway, thank you for joining us for this podcast on pie versus cake. And join us for another podcast of the McCarty Metro that can be downloaded at www.mccartymetro.com. Thank you.